we think that we're projecting that if we don't take certain measures right now with our budgeting process, that we'll find ourselves in worse shape in years to come. Pretty much, as you know, local governments are victims of the state budget as well at times on some of the mandates and things that come down to us. We have no place where we can pass anything down, any of our costs down to anyone else other than to try to adjust and work within our own organization. And so there are some drastic moves. We're hoping that some of them will not be damaging to individual employees as much as in fact we can find a way to, by the process of not only reorganizing some of our services and departments, but also offering a retirement option that is both manageable and in some ways could be positive to some of our employees as well.
What are you going to reorganize?
Well, some of our departments that have two and three members or four members, if there is a possibility, any possibility, to maybe supervise some of those departments, put some administrative responsibilities and combine some of those in what we do and still function. And that's kind of been something that's been kind of prevalent in the last few years. We always take a look at that. We don't want to add unnecessary staff, but also we have to be very conscious of the fact that we have to provide services for the community. This budget is probably going to impact in ways that might be not so noticeable, but maybe in some service things there might be a longer line at different places to get a license or a fee or pay this and that in some of our buildings here downtown. But we'll continue to work and see what we can do so that we're functioning and very efficient as well.
One of the big losses of revenue is in the nursing home, about a $1.2 million diminishment. Now, County Administrator Bill Wasson says that the staff has already been reduced by 17, 18 people, so that's relatively budget neutral. But the facility is aging. It's built in the 1970s to different standards and different expectations, shared bathrooms and showers for one thing, and that's not the expectation anymore. Is the nursing home sustainable as a viable concern in the future?
Well, I want to be honest with you. It's a very difficult thing for us to deal with right now. And what you just said, Charlie, is very true throughout the nursing home and long-term care industries. The differences in the accommodations and amenities of what people expect, the differences in private pay and us trying to keep a cost containment so that some people can come in who cannot afford as much, and also trying to take advantage of what Medicaid there is and the Medicaid payments and arrears and function from that way. A lot of the nursing homes would like to have very little Medicaid, and some have no beds as such, and so that we're kind of, we're straddling the fence and taking a look at that because we have to provide a place for some people to do that. I mean, this has historically been an issue even way back before there were very few nursing homes. I mean, the poor house type, the poor farm thing was for people that didn't have anything and they still needed care. But on the other hand, our facility, as you said, Charlie, has semi-private rooms that share one bathroom between two rooms. And that's just something that's kind of a thing now of the past. Most nursing homes, and many of them, are trying to even go to private rooms, and some do have private rooms and private pay. And obviously private pay is much more profitable to run a business. A nursing home is a business, but also we have to consider quality of life and services for people in our community. So we're going to have to work through that. I think we're going to need to talk, and we were just talking prior to the meeting this morning about bringing in some nursing home owners and administrators who are in the business and sitting down with them and taking a look at it. There's an increased demand for nursing homes because people are living longer. And so as a result, we're having more competition for nursing homes. And so that's going to be interesting to see how that affects the overall industry within this county I'm talking about.
The majority of the census at the nursing home is Medicaid patients right now. And Medicaid reimbursement rates are going down. And as you mentioned, the reimbursements are often late, which leaves the county to float it. So the question is, do you want to be in that business? And the argument for it is that the county should have some expectation that they are going to care for the elderly of the community who cannot care for themselves and who are not able to afford to care for themselves. On the other side, a new facility would be a huge expenditure on the order of an entirely new jail. Mm-hmm. So when does this conversation happen, and how should it be structured?
I think the conversation is going to have to happen fairly quickly because of the financial situation out there, which is it gradually has increased. Let's go back for a minute. We have made some reductions in staff at times as needed to be because of the lower number of people that are out there as residents. That can change. You know, the business can wave back and forth, and maybe that we'll see some fluctuation there. But what we have to do is not have money that's going down the drain. Unfortunately, there's jobs as well that are involved with that. And the nursing home business has quite an attrition rate, especially with CNAs, and it's very difficult to find RNs because of other competitive salaries that are offered with hospitals and other types of medical facilities. So we're going to have to deal with that. Now, to answer your question about going and building, some counties have done that, and there are counties adjacent to us who have really struggled and to the point where they put a lot of money into building a new facility and still found that they were not operating with a profit and operating at extreme losses, and to the point where many counties have closed their nursing homes. That is a difficult thing because we do want to serve our citizens as well. And so we've got a real tough task ahead of us, and that is just one project that we've kind of taken a look at, and it's going to come back every year with our budget situation as well. So we need to plan ahead and develop some kind of a capital improvement plan or decide exactly where we're going to go with that. The nursing home picture, as I said, the industry picture keeps changing. The competition is changing right now. And the amount of Medicaid beds provided that are even available in the county is going down. And so where do we go with that? And so we'll get some consulting in different ways and see what we can come up with that makes any kind of an idea. And then there's going to be coming time where we're going to have to decide just exactly what we can provide still for our citizens.
Is this a 2-year decision process, a 3-year decision process? What is in your mind for having the public conversation, having the consultants, and then finally having the county board go through its ordinary committee process?
With our budgeting situation like it is this year, as you've just seen, I don't know that it can be a long-term process. I think we're going to have to get on it right away. And so I can't give you an answer on that. I wish I knew. But I do know that we have to take a very professional stance and look at it. We have to look at it from a business standpoint as well and see what options are available. Maybe some things will come down the road that will change. Maybe some changes in Medicaid or health care. But we cannot plan that way. So it's going to become an ongoing process, and it can't be more than 3 years for sure. We have to deal with these type of things. The longer we put it off, and the more that we're having money that we're operating in a negative, obviously, like any business, we cannot do that. So we'll be working on it.
That negative is about $1.2 million a year, as I understand from the budget presentation. Mm-hmm. It sounds, though, that with your citing the experience of other counties that have built new nursing homes that are still experiencing difficulty, that you may not have made up your mind, but you're extremely skeptical of going for a new facility. Is that a fair characterization?
I think with our 20-member board, that what feedback I've gotten so far is that, yes, there is some skepticism to that. Maybe we were looking at alternatives. I went out there and took a look at it because at one time I was chairman of a property committee that did a renovation of a nursing home here in town and what possibilities there were. Our situation, the structure of that building doesn't lend itself to us making major renovations and still make it conducive to operating the business and keeping our capacity at a certain level. Like you said, the majority of our beds are Medicaid type, but we may have to just focus on a certain need that our community has and has to be all like that. And then we have to dedicate our services and see what we can allow through funding that we can absorb if we have to. We're going to be divided on this, and I think the best thing we can do right now is get as much possible information as we can and see what helps us make a determination.
There is the Sugar Creek Alzheimer's unit in Normal. Another Alzheimer's facility is either open or set to open soon on the far east side. And yet one of the items for discussion was exploring an Alzheimer's unit for the nursing home to try to boost the census and some revenue. Is that a real option, or is it just a hope?
That's a trend, and I think that all long-term care facilities are trying to become, if I could use a worn-out term, full service. I know Westminster's looking at putting in a memory-type center as well. For years, some long-term care residential facilities had independent living, and then they had assisted living facilities with part nursing available, and then their nursing home. What happens is it's become a dilemma in our society that a facility that houses what we call, nursing care, pretty much skilled nursing care facility, where there are skilled nursing available on site, has found that it's very difficult if someone develops a certain level of dementia or Alzheimer's to keep them there. And so that's why such facilities as Sugar Creek has sprung up, because that is primarily focused on that. To do that and then add that dimension to keep someone there and provide that service may not necessarily mean that they were going to raise the capacity as much as we think. And be honest with you, because many other places are doing the same thing right now.
So what's the timeline for making that judgment about its viability? The viability of the Alzheimer's idea.
It's going to take us bringing in some people who deal with the industry and deal with this. And I think we have some people in this community that will help us in providing information. And then we're going to have to, maybe we may have to get some consulting firm to come in and help us a little bit as well. I hate to use the word consulting because that's money, and we're looking at a budget right now where we don't have that. But we are going to definitely have to make a decision on where we go with that. We definitely don't want to add and build, and then it becomes self-defeating.